Welcome to the Sparks of Hope Shooting for Success Summit. You will discover innovative talks for personal and business expansion with leading experts. Today, be ready to be infused with hope, strength, and confidence, and find powerful direction to lead you on a path of success. Join our 21 world-class speakers and experience inspiration, hope for your future, and an elevation of your desires. Inspired Choices Network, our summit hosts, are excited to have you here.
Hello, good afternoon. My name is Char. I'm your wellness warrior, and we are going to go for a little bit of a ride here. You might be asking yourself, what does health, heaven, hope, how do those even go together? I promise you, if you'll hang in here with me and hang around for the next 25 minutes or so, we will definitely come to that conclusion. Let me ask you, have you ever felt a little down and out, stressed, overwhelmed? Like I just can't do it anymore? Maybe that's right now. It's definitely been at least the last 4 years for most of us at some level, right? Holy Toledo, Batman. Well, I'm here to tell you that we have some answers. We have some solutions that are just for you. If you're ready to truly take a hold of your life, your business, whatever situation might be in that pit for you, that's maybe you continue to feel down and out. You're in that pit and you just can't quite get out. I'm here for you today. We're going to help you figure out that solution. And if maybe you're just unsure, you're testing the waters, a little toe dipping, as my mentor would say, it's okay. At least listen in. Open that heart. Take that girdle off your head. And just be present, because perhaps the nugget that you need, you're going to get because you're right here. All right, friends, it's time to buckle up. Grab your pen, have your notebook, and away we go. Imagine as a teenager, you were told this monumental comment about what you're not going to be. You can't do this. You're not going to be able to do this. Your body's not working like that. The list could go on and on and on, right? That can be a very devastating thing, especially as a teenager when the world feels like your oyster. You see possibilities everywhere. Oh, I could do this. I could do that. This is exciting. I'm really gifted here. All those thoughts about what is to be, and yet someone or something, you can't. Yeah, that was the situation for me. I was told a very monumental thing about how my body was not going to perform like a woman's body was supposed to when I was a teenager. And honestly, back then, while I was a little disappointed and frustrated, my eyes were focused completely somewhere else, because I had learned in first grade as a six-year-old what my divine purpose was. I got that download, right? That beam me up, Scotty moment. Yeah, I had that. So I was laser focused on that, not thinking a whole lot about how some of these other things over here might affect my future. Ooh. Just didn't know as a teenager, didn't have all the skills, even though I felt like I could conquer the world and I had it all figured out. Well, let me just say, as we go down the road a little bit more, that day came. That day when I was in the middle of training for the United States team for the Olympics. That day when my body was still doing some weird things, but I didn't think much about it. Because I'd never been the run-of-the-mill person, and neither had my body, neither had how I built muscle. I just showed up uniquely, kind of like how I have hot pink hair today. So I wasn't paying that much attention or giving it that much credence until it got to the point where I knew that I needed to go into a medical professional that I worked with in the hospital where I was at the time. My specialty was trauma emergency medicine, so I needed to go see one of my family practice friends. And after several tests, many appointments, conversations, tears, and all kinds of other investigation, those words came. You have cancer. Undiagnosed. I was high in life everywhere else. What do you mean? That cognitive dissonance. Whew. Little did I know then that that journey would last a very long time, decades of time. And as I began to come out of that journey, now 13 and a half years ago, next month will be 13 and a half years, I can recognize now, looking back, it's so much clearer. I have lost hope. True hopelessness. I didn't see it then. I just knew I was tired of being in that situation. And I prayed either God would take me or that something drastically would change so that I could live a life, the life I was destined to live, created to be, to impact this world in only the way that I could without that big C part of that, the journey. And it happened. It all changed when I woke up in heaven. Yes, heaven, it exists. Absolutely. I wasn't quite sure initially what was going on. And then I remember going, maybe the pain will be gone. Everything will be different. Oh, it was glorious. I had such peace. And then joy. And then excitement, and then curiosity. What is it? Oh, I can see over there. I can see over there. This is going to be amazing. And then part two. What? I woke up back in my body again. Are you kidding? Oh my gosh. I could not believe that. I even asked the nurse for a mirror because they wouldn't let me get out of bed. I had been sick that long that they wouldn't let me get out of bed without help, which was frustrating beyond belief. So I asked for a mirror so I could look for myself. Holy cow. There was no physical evidence, but I felt like I'd been punched right in the face. That sent me on a journey of faith, investigation, curiosity, for quite some time. And then I realized I'd lost hope. So if you have your pen and paper, I'd like you to write down the word hope up and down. H-O-P-E. Leave yourself a little bit of room to write. We'll be right back to that. I live by the mantra today that Wonder Woman is not a fictional character. I am she. You are as well. Superman, Wonder Woman, superheroes are we. And when we operate from that perspective in our being, physically, spiritually, and emotionally, magic happens. Life is incredible because that's how we are divinely created to be. Each of us with our own set of gifts and tools to show up, to impact the world in only the way that we can. Absolutely. That means we have a toolbox. We have powerful tools. Some might have wands. Others might have swords and shields and lassos. Others might have incredible vision with specialty kind of glasses. Do you know what your power tools are? Do you know how to use them? That's where I was. I had the power tools. They were just pretty dull, most of them unplugged. And I didn't realize at that time that hope was one of the main, very top power tools that I needed to light back up so that the rest could sharpen up and help me through the journey called. So number one, let's dive into H for heaven. I just shared with you a little bit about my heavenly journey. I've since had another experience in heaven, and that's a topic for a talk on another time. We don't have a lot of time today, and we have a lot of information. I know that the heavenly realms, the divine, is in each of you as well. I didn't know how to really get in touch with that part until that visit. Facing that, facing myself, my fears, my concerns, my emotions, my thoughts about things, the stories that were running the show, were they true? Were they lies? Who put them there? You get the idea. The list goes on. It was that visit to heaven that was the catalyst for me. And since that time, it has been a rip-roaring journey for the last almost 18 years. Empower the divine within. So worth it. And several of the other speakers today have also alluded to this topic. I love how synergistic we all are here today. All right, O is opportunity. See, it's in this journey and in the valleys of the situations that we walk through that opportunities present themselves, if we choose to see them as such. Now, let's be honest. When we're kind of feeling down and out, or we're super challenged or overly stressed, it's not feeling opportunistic at the time, right? I think we can all agree with that. And if we'll take a deep breath and maybe take a step back to survey what's going on, getting our notepad and pen out to recognize things, to journal things, I'm going to challenge you to see that you'll find at least one opportunity, if not more. And in that time for me, I saw the opportunity to not only live in every aspect of my being, but also to thrive. Some like to say your test becomes your testimony. Well, that was a big test that lasted almost 2 decades, and I was tired of the test. I had to learn how to flip that switch and turn it around so that it could be a testimony, a set of tools to be able to help others find their hope in the situation that they are in and remember that it was all possible. And that brings me to P. P is possibilities. Possibilities are everywhere in every situation, whether we're on the mountaintop or down in the valley or somewhere along the climb. Again, it's a matter of our power tool of perspective and what we're seeing. What's possible for you? Maybe write down a couple of quick things. What do you believe is possible for you? What would you like to be possible for you? What would you like to believe that you can? You see, here's a little known fact. Two things. The word impossible, if you'll write that across your paper in all capitals, I-M-P-O-S-S-I-B-L-E. And then look at it. Now what I want you to do is I want you to draw a line between the M and the P. You see, the word itself says, I'm possible. And I know from the scriptures that all things are possible. That means the same for you as well. That all things and every part of your situation, your personal life, your business, your relationships, your fitness, your wellness, all things are possible. What possibilities do you need to see for yourself? Maybe give them a little more attention in this time so that you can take that next giant leap in your own life and how you show up in this world. Because guess what? There are folks waiting for your story and your journey. so that they too can learn the lessons that they're supposed to get. And that brings us down here to the letter E. E stands for everything. Yes, everything. And what I mean by that is you, my friend, already have everything you need as the solutions for what you're looking for. All things. You have the gifts. You have the talents. You were created with them. You have the ability to access the knowledge, to learn the knowledge if you need to add to your knowledge superpower. You have all of the things. When are you going to choose to just say yes and go all in? Additionally, with the E, is God created you with all the things, with everything that He needs you to have. So that you and your unique being and how you show up with your gifts and talents, the way you communicate, the way you look, the relationships you have, the circles of people that you're involved in, the fact that you're here at the Sparks of Hope Summit today because you said yes, it's all there. And when we can bring that all together, it's a powerful recipe, right? Let's talk about a recipe for a second. Has anyone here ever baked a cake? If you're in the chat, just put the word cake for me. Maybe you baked a cake or a brownie or a cupcake. Well, let me ask you, if somehow I forgot the flour for those cupcakes or brownies or cake, and I put it in the oven and then set the timer and I waited, am I gonna get a cake when I open that oven? Nope. I'm gonna end up with a sloppy mess. And sometimes I feel like we each can look at our situation or our life or our business and go, man, it's kind of feeling like a sloppy mess at the moment. I know for myself many times it's because I get going too fast. And a mentor of mine has told me time and time again, Char, you got to slow down to speed up. And if you're an entrepreneur spirit like I am, I don't like the slowing down. I like to have fun and be loud and be go, 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 because that fuels my energy tank. And to be even better, I am learning over and over at each new level that slowing down when necessary helps those leaps and bounds be a lot greater. It really does speed up all of the things. So using that acronym for HOPE and knowing that HOPE is one of our top power tools that we must keep sharp at all time because it is looking forward. It's possibility. We can see in the future that today is not the finish line. It's going to get better. I'm going to have more wins. I'm going to have more joy. My relationships are going to improve down there, but we must keep going. And that's where the rest of our power tools come in. Now we have many power tools in our box. I'm just going to cover a couple more of them today. The second one, so we have hope. The second one is the power of decision. How many times in your life, in any aspect of your life in the past, have you put off making a decision? Maybe you've tried to turn around and avoid making a decision. Are decisions easy for you? Are they sometimes more challenging than you'd like them to be? When we make a real decision about a situation, it is a hard line in the sand. We leave no other options. As a friend of mine always says, burn the ships. So that you can go forward and honor that decision that you've made in total full, go all in on that decision, right? Sometimes, if we're not careful, decisions can take a little bit of a U-turn that we didn't intend. That's where that slow down to speed up part comes in, for sure. And the third one I want to cover today is the power of muscle building. And I'm not just talking about physical muscles in the gym, though it is one of my favorite things to do for my wellness. It's the muscles of our mindsets, of our patterns, of our daily method of operations, our DMO, if you will. How committed are you to building those muscles? Muscles only build by one way, consistent use, right? When we go to the gym, if it's leg day, that's my favorite, leg day, we've got these little tiny muscle fibers. We break them apart. That's why it hurts a little bit. We're a little sore the next couple of days. But if I don't do that regularly enough, the strength in those muscles that hold my body up and allow me to do so many other great things in life, like standing here visiting with you today, that's amazing. That can go away and decay very quickly. What muscles? Maybe need a little more attention for you. Maybe it's your morning method of operations, not just the daily part, but your morning method of operations. And maybe your hope quotient will increase by you just starting when you wake up and extending gratitude to the fact that your body woke you up. Your eyes can see. Your nose can smell the new and fresh day. You can talk. You can hear the birds outside, or maybe the lawnmowers or the power washers. Everything seems to be operating. Tell it thank you. That truly is a miracle. And I don't ever take that for granted now, because I was in that place long ago where we started today. But I really hoped that I would not wake up the next day. That was me back then. Kind of wild. And I know now it is a miracle, and I'm grateful every day. I work diligently every single day to be focused and live full out, because I know nothing is guaranteed. Not the next moment, let alone tomorrow. That's why it's a gift. I like to call it the present. So when we honor our process of hope, we make real decisions to honor what is necessary and true for ourselves. And then we continue to build the muscles that honor those decisions that allow us in all aspects of our being to show up and impact the world in only the way that we can. What an amazing and magical ride it can be. It is all of this and so much more that we don't have time to cover today that has helped me put together what I think for me is my perfect way to show up, to help and support all of you wonderful people. Because I learned in my own journey and so many patients and clients that I have worked with, that when people don't feel well in their body, or they don't feel like they look well in how they physically show up, it's really hard and challenging to live life. And when we can get all those things working together, whoo, it's awesome. It's so much fun to go out and create and to live life, whether that's a pool day, a spa day, a massage and lunch with a friend, the list goes on. Right now, as we're getting ready to close for today, I want you to write down 5 things that you would love to do on a regular basis. And maybe you already do that. Maybe you need to add to that list. What are things that you love to do that just fill you up and make you feel alive and well? Expand the list that I just kind of sort of started for you just a minute ago. I'm going to give you just a couple of seconds to do that. And put one of those in the chat. One of those things for you in the chat.
Thank you for joining this motivating talk on the Sparks of Hope Shooting for Success Summit. Inspired Choices Network and our expert speakers are excited to connect with you and learn about your hopes and desires to lead you to greater success. If you would like to learn more about everything Inspired Choices Network offers, including future summits, please email us at info@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.